It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It is now ambiguous whether fulsome praise is good or bad.
That's what they say. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello, Rena.
I don't think I have ever used the word fulsome, but it sounds like how you'd feel after a particularly satisfying meal. Is that right?
I think that's a great way to use the word fulsome, though according to most dictionaries, that's not how we are using the word. This question came up in a game of Cranium, which I was playing with my family, and there's a category in which you get questions about words, and here the word was fulsome, and they provided four definitions, and you were supposed to guess which one was right. And one of the possibilities was abundant, and another one was excessively flattering or fake. And the team that had it guessed it wrong, they went with abundant. And I thought, oh, no, I actually know that that means excessive or overly flattering. And the only reason I know it is because it came up on the usage ballot for the American Heritage Dictionary.
See, now I think that you have an inside track to these things.
Exactly. It did feel like cheating. Mm-hmm. And it came up because there is a lot of confusion about what this word means. If you look at American Heritage, they will have the first definition as excessively flattering or insincere. And then they have that you've got a usage problem if you use the word to mean copious. And in the usage note, they talk about their 2012 ballot where they asked those of us on the usage panel what we thought about this word. And only 19% of the usage panel said it was okay to use it to mean something like full, as in fulsome bass in a movie soundtrack. Usage panel was like, I don't like that.
Or a fulsome lass. No.
Well, exactly. But the fact is, historically, fulsome used to mean that something was copious or abundant, and it could be used to refer to someone with a fulsome figure. Mm-hmm. But over time, that meaning died, and the meaning of excessive came into use. And now we have the problem that this word is just ambiguous. And at the end of the usage note, the editors of the American Heritage say it may be better not to use this word unless the context makes it unambiguous that you mean that the praise is excessive.
Don't use it unless you know it. Here's another one, noisome.
Right, which really, if you think about it, I think we want to make it be about noise. Mm-hmm. It also came up on a ballot for the usage panel, a survey. And the fact is what it has meant historically is that it creates disgust. It's offensive. And sometimes it's about a noisome odor that is just, it smells awful. But there are, you can find examples in newspapers, magazines where people are using noisome to mean noisy.
Yeah, sort of like the clothes hamper, noisome, right?
The clothes hamper can be noisome.
Indeed. Thank you again, Anne.
All right. Thanks, Rena.